The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Bev Prentice here operating the board, talking about all of the cool things happening in Pittsfield. There are a couple of art calls going on that end at the end of March, which some of you will be listening to this on Friday, March 27th, and you will still have a chance to get in on these art calls. One is a chance actually for a residency in Pittsfield, an artist residency in Pittsfield at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. That is closing at the, I believe, March 29th, but it also features almost a year of free rent, basically, at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. We're thrilled that we had Carly Holmes as the first artist in residency. All right, so here is the information. This is what I've been looking for. The Lichtenstein Center for the Arts' second annual Artist in Residence program offers an exciting opportunity for an artist to gain creative space and exposure while engaging with the local arts community. The program not only provides a free 11-month studio space starting in May, but it also includes a group exhibition in October. The application deadline is March 31st. March 31st for that. All of this information is on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com. There are other artist calls. There is a call for artists for OLLI, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. They are actually holding their annual art show at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, and they are doing a call for artists to submit your artwork for that show at the Lichtenstein, and that submission deadline is also April 3rd. Is April 3rd. And then the second annual Berkshire LGBTQ plus Pride Art Exhibit is happening at the Beckett Art Center in June. And it's actually June 11th to July 5th. And there is a call out right now as efforts to erase and defund all DEI efforts in government, education, and the arts escalate, a coalition of local organizations have come together and are responding in this very creative Berkshire way. They are hosting the second Berkshire LGBTQ plus Pride Art Exhibit celebrating local LGBTQ plus artists. We invite all artists to submit their work by March 29th. That is March 29th. There is also a call for artists to do a logo for the Let It Shine. Help design the Let It Shine Public Art Partnership logo. Milltown Foundation is looking for artists and designers to create the official logo for Let It Shine, a public art initiative in Pittsfield. This deadline is April 3rd, and there is an honorarium included in that. Again, all of this information is on lovepittsfield.com. lovepittsfield.com. And we've talked about Art Week Berkshires. That is happening May 15th through the 25th. But right now, the registration is open. We want all artists, organizations, cultural performances to register. Registration for this year's event is open. We invite you to take part. Individuals and organizations throughout the county are invited to take part in this multi-day festival of creativity. You can enter a performance, a studio visit, a gallery show, or a talk. Anything creative that includes an experiential component. Events can be solo or collaborative, pre-planned, or created just for Art Week. It is free to participate. And Art Week presentations can occur anywhere in Berkshire County. This information is also on Love pittsfield.com. We are grateful for One Berkshire, who kind of leads that initiative to market all of this, and they host the website. This Art Week Berkshires is happening May 15th through the 25th, but the call is open now for artists and organizations to submit their events to Art Week Berkshires. It's a collaborative event between the five cultural districts in the Berkshires: Pittsfield, North Adams, Williamstown, Lenox, and Great Barrington. There are five Mass Cultural Council designated cultural districts in the Berkshires, and we're celebrated every year with Art Week Berkshire. So get your events in. Art Week Berkshires registration is open. Call for artists for Let It Shine logo. Call for artists for the Berkshire LGBTQ plus Pride Art Exhibit at Beckett Center for the Arts. Call for artists for the Ollie Art Show, and a call for artists for the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts Artist in Residence opportunity.
Sounds like anything goes.
Yeah. Looks like there's a lot of opportunities for artists and creative people in the Berkshires. So let's let them shine, right?
Right.
Let them shine, always. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Bev Prentice operating the board. We're talking about all opportunities for artists to submit works or performances or other things to several things happening, including Art Week Berkshires. LovePittsfield.com, Love Pittsfield on Instagram, and Cultural Pittsfield on Facebook. That's the way to follow all this. And, you know, it's hard to believe we're going to start talking about First Fridays at 5, but the first First Fridays at 5 is May 1st. Oh, say that all. The first Fridays at 5 is May 1st. Woohoo! That's fun to say. And there is, of course, a call for Makers Mark. There's a call for makers to be a part of the Makers Market. Sign up today. First Fridays at 5, of course, brings live music, dance, art making, family fun, beer gardens, and a makers market with great food to downtown Pittsfield. It's organized by the City of Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And you can sign up for the Makers Market, Family Fun Zone, and there's also a call for food trucks available. It's all on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com, and follow everyone on social media as well, including us, Love Pittsfield, and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. We work together for this wonderful event. The first, let's say that again, the first First Fridays at 5 is May 1st. Whew. The first Fridays at 5 is May 1st. I love that. That's good stuff. We have a lot going on, of course, towards the end of March. We are recording this, and this will air on Friday, March 27th, but it will also air on the first Friday of April. The Women in Art Group show, we're so happy at the success of that. The last day of the show is Friday, March 27th, and we will be open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., so check that out. The Rotary Auction is this weekend, Saturday, March 28th at Berkshire Hills, the premier charity auction in the Berkshires. Fantastic items and experiences up for auction. Support a great cause while enjoying a fun-filled evening of gourmet appetizers and snacks. Murder Mystery Dinner at Living in Recovery. Have you ever done one of those?
Yes, I have.
Okay, who were you, the murderer?
No.
But did you know who the murderer was?
No.
Oh, did anyone?
They fooled me.
So they fooled you.
Yeah.
That was cool. Was it a private one at someone's house or a public one at?
It was a public one.
Wow. I've never done one, but they sound really cool.
It was very exciting. People got very involved.
To try and solve. And did anyone solve it?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, but you just remember you didn't. I think it would be hard to solve that. This one is taking place at the Living in Recovery at 75 North Street on Sunday, March 29th. There is an artist reception for Molly Kellogg on Monday, March 30th at Berkshire Community College. The exhibit will be on display March 2nd through April 30th. The opening reception and gallery talk is Monday, March 30th. And paintings in this exhibit are a combination of inner portraits from Molly Kellogg's long-running Incognito Witch Project. And there will also be some paintings from the Figurative Magical Realism series. Molly Kellogg is a great person. She came to the opening reception and was a part of the Women in Art show. Tuesday, this competitive puzzling night at Hot Plate. You like to do puzzles. We've talked about this before, but you don't like to be competitive.
Right.
That's how I feel, too. If I'm doing a puzzle, it's kind of a slow, relaxing, let's see what parts we can get. And this is the name of the event is Competitive Puzzling Night. I love it. In partnership with the Berkshire Athenaeum, friendly, slightly competitive puzzling night allows you to puzzle on your own or as a team. That's at Hot Plate Brewing on Tuesday, March 31st from 7 to 11. We do love how Hot Plate has all of those events.
Slightly competitive.
Wednesday, March 25th, the Playwright Mentoring Project Show. Performances include two original plays developed by teens with guidance from professional theater artists, followed by a talk back where students discuss the creation of the plays and the themes relative to high school audiences. The plays spark dialogue and foster social, emotional learning and mental wellness. This is an amazing program that Barrington Stage Company puts on. It's called the Playwright Mentoring Project, and it is high school teenagers throughout Berkshire County that come together and develop original plays. And I have been to one of these performances, and it's so inspirational. That is taking place Wednesday, March 25th, the Playwright Mentoring Project. How exciting. I love seeing excited teenagers, or I love seeing people of any age getting excited on stage about something they've developed.
Right.
It's so inspiring, and the energy in the room is very positive and creative and electric and contagious. You know, it's just great. So yay. Congratulations to all of those involved in the Playwright Mentoring Project for Barrington Stage Company. There is also a call for non-equity actors for a production at Berkshire Theater Group. Local non-equity casting for community production of 1776. Berkshire Theater Group are announcing this call for its upcoming community-centered production featuring music and lyrics from Sherman Edwards. The production will be directed by David Atkins with music direction and choreography by others. It's presented at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. They are seeking actors for the production. High school, college, and pre-professional actors are encouraged to submit. The submission instructions are: interested performers should submit an unlisted video link, and there's all these instructions and how to do it. It's by Friday, March 27th at 5 p.m. And there will be callback. So look on the lovepittsfield.com or the Berkshire Theater Group, berkshiretheater.org, berkshiretheater.org. All these opportunities for young actors in the Berkshires, the Barrington Stage Playwright Mentoring Group, and this call for acting.
Does it all speak to amateurs? Is that what it is?
Well, they call the, it's not, I wouldn't say amateurs because, but I, it, they say non-equity. So you don't, yes, it's non-professional actors, which there are a lot of really good ones in the Berkshires that aren't quite at the professional level, but they're still excellent. So thank you to our local theater groups for putting those calls out for young people. It's the one at Berkshire Theater Group is for high school and college and young professionals. And then the one at Barrington Stage Company is the Playwright Mentoring Project, which is high school actors. So it's awesome. It's awesome. I love the Berkshires and all. all that it does for the acting community and for us to go watch and see.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I kind of miss it from when I was in high school. We didn't have very much of that.
Did you ever do an acting of any kind in your high school?
Yeah.
What, do you remember what play you did?
No, but I remember I wrote one, but I don't remember what it was about.
Yeah, you wrote one, though. That's good.
A while ago.
I remember I was in Annie in, like, second grade. I was maybe it was third grade. I was Mrs. Warbucks. It was very fun. My friend Shannon, who had red hair, was Annie. I was like, no one else can be Annie but Shannon because she has red hair. So you do remember it all from all of the all of your young youth. It definitely shines a light on your how you turn out in your future life. So it's good. Thank you to all the Berkshire communities for what they do, all the Berkshire organizations for what they do for the young people in the acting world. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Do you think we should have a little more oomph in that? Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show.
Do we need a jingle?
A jingle. Oh, gosh. Who can sing it? Maybe Bob Heck could sing us a jingle. We'll ask him. WTBR 89.7, that's where we are, and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I am the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is operating the board. Do want to say a big thank you to the One Berkshire Youth Leadership Program. I went and spoke to them last week about the creative economy, and there were others from the creative economy, including someone from CATA, Blue Q, Williams College Museum of Art. And it was cool. We went around and they came up, speaking of jingles, they actually came up with a commercial for our department.
Oh, that's cool.
And they performed it. Yeah, it was very cool. And other people did, you could do skits, you could do for each of the entities that were there. It was very, very fun and interesting. So that was cool. Thank you, One Berkshire, and the Youth Leadership Program for that. Lots of stuff going on in the Berkshires and Pittsfield. I was happy to see the press release come out for the baby animals. You know it's spring.
Already?
The baby animals are arriving. April 18th, the baby animals are they're already there, a lot of them, but the baby animals are being born throughout the village throughout the year. April 18th through May 10th is when you can go see them. The farm team has been busy welcoming many new arrivals to Hancock Shaker Village. The Baby Animals Festival is open daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 18th through May 10th. Plan the visit today. You can already purchase tickets on Hancock Shaker Village's website. Hurry, the daily behind-the-scenes tour sells out fast. That's the one where you actually can, like, get in with a lot of the baby animals and hold them. I'm going to show you, look at that little picture there.
Oh my gosh.
So go to Hancock Shaker Village and check that out. They also are doing this cool thing. It's called Hands to Work Day at Hancock Shaker Village. It's that time of year again when we all get excited that spring may actually be coming around the corner.
Finally.
The village is starting to show signs of life with the arrival of all the new baby animals in green foliage popping up around the farm. In anticipation of the opening for the 2026 season, they're asking the friends and supporters to join them for the annual spring cleaning event, Hands to Work Day, on Wednesday, April 7th. Wednesday, April 7th. It includes a range of projects throughout the grounds, gardens, and historic buildings. You can join other members of the HSV community. So April 7th, you can pick a shift, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Hancock Shaker Village's website has this place where you can sign up. People are always looking to give back to the community in many ways, and the Berkshires has a lot of nonprofits that do have volunteer opportunities, but this is awesome. You can go on April 7th, either 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is a quote from Mother Ann Lee, put your hands to work and give your hearts to God. I put that on the bottom for encouraging people to sign up for that. Join the village for the Hands to Work Day at the village. That's Wednesday, April 7th. Wednesday, April 7th at Hancock Shaker Village. And you know spring is coming when the baby animals are arriving. And they are arriving on April 18th.
I think I can hear them now.
I know. It's so, oh, it is very, I don't know. It's just a very sweet, sweet, sweet thing to go see those baby animals. Hey, vinyl collectors, Pup Daddy Productions is hosting a vinyl pop-up sale at Thistle and Mirth on Saturday, March 28th. Starting at noon, you can dig through the crates of over 1,000 vinyls. That's at Thistle and Mirth on Saturday, March 28th.
Wow.
Lots happening at the Beacon Cinema these days. They're getting excited for many new things coming out, including Mario. Blast off into adventure with the Super Mario Galaxy Sweepstakes. Three lucky winners will be selected, including one grand prize winner who will take home a Nintendo Switch 2. Mario's coming. I just spent almost a week with our nephew, who is 9 years old and loves Mario. And I was like, did you see the Mario movie? I thought it had just come out, but that was the one years ago. This is a new one. It's called the Super Mario Galaxy. Ooh, it's coming to the Beacon. The Beacon is having lots of good stuff. So go to the Beacon. Go to the Beacon website and you can pre-order your tickets. And of course, their seats are nice and reclined, nice and warm. We love the Beacon Cinema and how comfortable it is. Dance classes are in full swing at the new... new classes were just announced at Berkshire Yoga Dance and Fitness. So check all of that out. Cardio dance, ballet foundations, yoga dance. All classes are held in the studio at 55 North Street. We do love that Berkshire Yoga Dance and Fitness. We've got Radiance Yoga, too, that's still in Pittsfield. Just all kinds of good ways to move your body. Have you ever done yoga dance?
No, I've never even done yoga.
Well, yoga sometimes scares people because they think that they have to be flexible, but there are all kinds of yoga. There's simple stretching yoga. There's chair yoga. Like right now, you see how I'm sitting? I'm totally slouched over. You know, so chair yoga just kind of teaches you how to do the different exercises while you're sitting in your chair all day at work. So it's a good
it almost sounds like cheating.
No, cheating, it is a good way to stretch during the day for sure. Oh, this is nice. Autumn Phoenix is doing a live acoustic performance on Sunday, March 29th, 12 to 2 at Wander on Depot Street. That's a good one. And the Rock and Bowl tickets are on sale for the third annual Rock and Bowl fundraiser. That's Saturday, April 18th at the Masonic Lodge. This is the fundraiser for the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry. And I haven't been yet, but people say it's so fun. You rock, enjoy classic rock music with the DJ. Bowl, choose a one-of-a-kind ceramic bowl made by a local artist. And then you enjoy unlimited soup, bread, and desserts from local restaurants. Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, as I said, is the beneficiary, which is very, very exciting.
The first time I heard that, I thought you meant bowling as in bowling balls.
I know. You have to explain. It's called the Rock and Bowl Food Fun Fundraiser to benefit Pittsfield Community Food Pantry. The bowl part is an actual bowl, a ceramic bowl. Mm-hmm. All these artists donate the ceramic bowls and you eat out of them, but then you get to take them home. So you go home with an amazing selection of art, and you can reuse those ceramic bowls from all of your places. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. We are talking about all the cool things happening in the city of Pittsfield and beyond. Lots of calls for art that end at the end of March or beginning of April. Go to lovepittsfield.com for that. The City of Pittsfield's second annual Artist in Residence opportunity ends March 31st. The deadline is March 31st. This is an opportunity for an artist to gain creative space and exposure while engaging with the local arts community. The program provides a free 11-month studio space starting in May and also includes a group exhibition in October. The deadline is March 31st. It's on lovepittsfield.com. There's a call for vendors, food trucks, and participants for the Family Fun Zone at the First Fridays at 5 on May 1st. The First Fridays at 5 takes place May 1st. Woo! So we're looking forward to getting that underway May 1st, June 5th, August 7th, and September 4th. There are calls out now for vendors at the Maker's Market, the food trucks, and for the Family Fun Zone, which is nonprofits. So please check all of that out. And Art Week Berkshires is in May, but the registration is now open for individuals and organizations throughout the county who are invited to take part in this multi-day festival of creativity, performance, studio visit, gallery show or talk, anything creative that includes an experiential component. Please go to lovepittsfield.com for all of this information on the cool things going on in the city of Pittsfield and opportunities for all of you to be a part of it. Because there are opportunities for artists and creative organizations to take part in the cool things going on in Pittsfield. And of course, the baby animals are coming soon, April 18th. They open at Hancock Shaker Village. The farm team has been busy all winter long and now welcoming many new arrivals to the village. Baby Animals Festival opens daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on April 18th through May 10th. You can go on the Hancock Shaker Village website and book your tickets, and you can purchase a behind-the-scenes tour as well. That's a good gift. You know, it's open on Mother's Day, May 10th, and it's a good thing for you to do for your mom, I would say. And lots of other things happening in the city of Pittsfield. Love Pittsfield. Our cultural administrator has been an amazing person, Jesse Tobin McCulley, but she has upped our website, lovepittsfield.com. So there are events on there if you're ever looking for something to do. lovepittsfield.com, and also sign up for our Love Pittsfield newsletter that goes out every Wednesday. It gives you a day-by-day look at what to do in the county, in the city, and throughout the county, but mostly in our wonderful city of Pittsfield. And if you have events for the city of Pittsfield, in the city of Pittsfield, please let us know, because we want to promote everything that's going on in this awesome place that we live. Again, lovepittsfield.com for all of the information about the City of Pittsfield events. We are Love Pittsfield on Instagram, and we are Cultural Pittsfield on Facebook. Save the date for the First Fridays beginning on May 1st. Check out the deadlines for all of the upcoming calls for art, including registering for the Art Week events in May, which is a lot. We've had over 150 events last year.
Wow.
We're registered for that. So sign up today for that one. LovePittsfield.com. Awesome. Hey, it's almost April, Bev.
I know.
Ooh.
I'm going to skip April 1.
Do you fall for fools? Do you fall for fools? April fools. I forget about it sometimes, but there's some people that are way into it, and they do crazy things on April Fool's Day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so watch out. Okay. Watch out. The Red Lion Inn often has something very funny that they do, so I look forward to that. And just watch out for fools on April Fool's Day.
Right.
There are a lot of fools out there, okay, and they come out on April Fool's Day. Awesome. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner from the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice has been operating the board, as always. Thank you, Bev.
You're welcome.
Have a good week, everyone. We'll talk to you later.